If there are big Medicaid cuts coming, then they are likely to hit small and rural hospitals especially hard, in terms of both the job they perform and also the jobs they provide. I recently visited rural Ohio, and when people there talk about jobs, they often talk about the ones that got away. Steubenville, just across from West Virginia on the Ohio River, is a shell of its former self.
10 years ago, we had steel. 10 years ago, we had coal. 10 years ago, we had plentiful jobs.
Mike McLumphy directs the Jefferson County Community Action Council, which runs the local job center.
And I got my stellar resume right here.
Today, unemployment in the county runs about 2% higher than the statewide average for Ohio. That means in Jefferson County, it's about 7% these days. Fracking and pipeline construction in the region have brought some jobs back.
Our demand occupations in this area would be truck driving because of the oil and gas industry that came into the area. Welding's another demand. Anything medical.
Anything medical. It's common in rural counties that one of the biggest, if not the biggest, employer is the local hospital. The jobs pay well, but they require expensive training and education. A job driving a truck might pay $33,000 a year, while a registered nurse would make about $48,000. But
a truck driving job to get a commercial driver's license is $5,000 and 4 weeks. A nursing job could be up to 18 months. And $12,000 to $16,000. So there's your big difference.
Mike McLumphy says some of the pipeline-related jobs come and go when the pipeline work is done. But those healthcare jobs, they account for about a fourth of all private sector jobs in the county, and most of them are going to stay put right in Steubenville at Trinity Health System, the local hospital. Joe Tassi is the acting CEO.
If Trinity Hospital were to fail, this region economically would fail.
Joe Tassi's mission is to manage a community hospital, not to provide jobs. But that's just what a rural hospital does.
We're an employer. We're an economic engine in this community. Everybody's talking about where are we going to get jobs? Are we going to coal? Are we going to alternatives? Are we doing this? Are we doing that? Well, what about what we're providing? Already, we met one of our state senators here because he was talking about, yeah, we need economic stimulus. We need to work on the infrastructure and so on and so forth. I said, well, what about we're here?
2,000 people work at Trinity. The top manufacturing employer is a company called Timet, which makes titanium alloy products. It employs 500.
Let's say the news out of Washington this year is that the Medicaid expansion is going to be rolled back and that Medicaid might further be cut or block granted in some way that it wouldn't grow from year to year to keep up with needs. What's your plan? How do you respond to that?
You mean after we've had our acute myocardial infarction?
Meaning a heart attack. For Joe Tassi and Trinity, Medicaid covers about 20% of their patients. Cut back on Medicaid?
It would be pretty devastating.
Roughly one in four Ohioans is covered by Medicaid, which is for people with low incomes or disabilities. Ohio, like most states, expanded eligibility under Obamacare. With federal funding, that added over 700,000 people to the program statewide. Some of the most Medicaid-dependent departments at Trinity are also among the most expensive to operate.
I am Deb Lauk. I'm the clinical manager of the emergency room. I've been with Trinity about 40 years altogether.
In the days of the mines and the mills, Deb Lauk remembers industrial accidents being common in the ER. Today, what's a lot more common is an opioid overdose.
Because it seems like we're having more mental health opiate addictions. Younger children, even adolescents, with some of these issues going on.
How often do you admit someone who fits that description?
Basically on a daily basis.
Medicaid accounts for about 30% of the ER's patients. An especially costly service for a rural hospital is obstetrics. At Trinity's OB department, where we met this three-day-old named Hunter, who was staying until his jaundice cleared up, Medicaid patients account for 50% of the births. The department's running at about 500 births a year. As CEO Joe Tassi explained to me, a small hospital can't cut back OB staff on days when demand is slack.
An OB department is really like an emergency department for women and obstetrics. I mean, if you think about it, right, babies don't come, you know, like you don't necessarily schedule them. If you want to have that service and provide it for your community, you have to incur that cost. There's really not a way around it, unless you want to tell the women, hey, we're closing our service, which many hospitals have had to do, and here's your bus ticket or here's the car ride that you have to take to deliver.
Another complicating cost of obstetrics, one in five babies at Trinity is born having been exposed prenatally to opioids. So, if Medicaid were cut back, what would happen?
You still wouldn't turn him away at the door of the hospital, would you?
Well, what would happen would be where we've tried to move patients into more of the preventive and identifying healthcare problems earlier, that would all go away. So now you're going to see more patients showing up in the emergency department. They're sicker, more expensive, and we sort of slide back to what we've been trying to work ourselves out of.
If a significant share of Trinity's patients lose Medicaid coverage, Trinity would lose revenue and probably jobs.
Because, I mean, we're a business, too. I mean, we've got 2,000 employees. We've got to pay those salaries. If you can't pay the salaries, what do?
Last year, Trinity Health did something. The hospital joined a national network, Catholic Health Initiatives, that gives them more leverage in the medical marketplace. It is a measured step in the direction that many small and rural hospitals are weighing, becoming part of a larger hospital system. More than 150 hospitals were represented at the annual meeting of the Ohio Hospital Association in Columbus earlier this month.
Because, you know, when you're in a semi-rural area, finding primary care is a little bit difficult.
Mm-hmm.
The hospital CEOs assembled had Washington on their minds. A few of them spoke with me about their work, their hospitals, and Medicaid. One of them was Ray Chorey, the CEO of Southeastern Ohio Regional Medical Center in Cambridge, Ohio. He talked about that high cost of obstetrics.
When you're a rural hospital, I think one of the first services that you see cut when you're to the point where you're financially strapped, you're close to bankruptcy, the first thing that'll get cut will be childbirth services.
His hospital still does obstetrics, despite some alarming numbers.
450 to 500 babies a year. 70% of them are born to Medicaid families, and one out of eight is addicted.
Meaning they were exposed to opioids before birth. Medicaid pays less for the same hospital service than Medicare or private insurance pays, so that depresses revenue at Southeastern Med. Faced with problems like that, a great many small hospitals have chosen to align with bigger healthcare systems. Chorey's hospital has a relationship with one called Ohio Health, but Southeastern Med remains independently and locally owned. As Ray Chorey says, that's not the trend.
In 2014, there were 40 independent community hospitals in Ohio. In April of 2015, that number had dropped to 30, and today there's maybe 20. To 25 independent hospitals.
Consolidation means a loss of local jobs in, say, administration if a big hospital system takes over a small one. A representative of one big Ohio hospital told me this, pointedly not for attribution, we have too many hospitals. The big ones should be buying out the little ones. No obstetrics department? Bring back more midwives. The rural hospital is an institution whose time has passed. But Ray Chorey from Cambridge, Ohio, says there are virtues to being local that go beyond medical services.
As you start looking at the other major players in a community's infrastructure, primarily the banking industry has gone away, and larger industries in Ohio have gone away, there's this increasing look at the hospital for leaders to go out and become active in the community to improve the overall quality of life within the community.
Leaders on issues like the current opioid epidemic. As hospitals streamline through mergers and acquisitions, accelerated perhaps by Medicaid cuts, one question is whether those small cities and rural areas will lose something more than just jobs in delivery rooms and administration. Do they also stand to lose part of their sense of community?